And now it's time for our weekly trip around the state for 300 villages. Today we'll take a peek into life in Beaver, an interior village on the Yukon River with a history going back to commercial whaling days. And then we'll visit with Moose Pass, a railroad town on the Seward Highway.
I'm Derek Murray, and from Beaver, Alaska. Beaver is like 80 miles north of Fairbanks on the other side of that mountain range. It's on the Yukon River on the north bank. A lot of people stop through. Like, we get a lot of people coming up here just to visit and stuff, and barges come up here. We get a lot of tourists because it was founded by Frank Yasuda, so we get like 25 Japanese tourists like every day. It used to be big. I mean, there used to be a few hundred people here, but now it's like 80, I think. Everybody's been moving out of Beaver because there's no jobs. There is jobs. There's just lack of a lot of jobs, so they move out and move out of the village. There's less and less young kids, seems like every year. Yeah, nobody sells gas here, like, personally. Like, some people just, they buy it by the drum in the summer, and then just last them all winter. Yeah, about $10 a gallon. I don't know, we go shooting, like, you just go shoot some guns around, go play basketball. Just kind of the normal stuff, ride around. If you have gas for boat rides, go fishing, berry picking, stuff like that. Everybody's really close. You know everybody.
This is Don Campbell, and I live approximately mile 20 of the Seward Highway, considered to be part of one of the Moose Passers. Gold mining is my understanding that was what really brought the place up to life. And the first lodge or building that I understand was built was actually to cater to the gold miners in the area. And so that's kind of what got started, like so many other little places around here. There's still some mining goes on in the area, but I think the biggest part of the people are either working in Seward or work for the Forest Service. I've been in the area officially since about 1979 and done a lot of volunteering and pretty active. It's a different community than any others I've seen in regards to most of the people will drive into Seward and work elsewhere. They just choose to live out the way. So it's been a really nice community to grow up in. To have our children grow up in, put it that way, and to live in. We used to be able to tell by how many children were enrolled in the Moose Pass Elementary School, which goes K-8, but a lot of things have changed there, and so it's not as easy to tell. And of course, the older kids are bused into Seward. We have the flight scene business that also teaches float rating, so we get a lot of people come through because it's a really nice place to come stay while you're learning your float rating. We get quite a few of the folks that are into snow machine and skiing and ice fishing, and we see a little bit of that. So, you know, a lot of ice skating, they'll clear a spot off on the lake, and a lot of people in the neighborhood can get together and use it. So it's pretty nice. My father-in-law opened up the shop IRBI, Irby Knives. I'd rather be independent back in 1971, so this year it's been 40 years, and we have our second and third generation in making sheath knives, and so it's kind of neat, this new part of their family that it's continued the tradition on.
That was Derek Murray in Beaver and Don Campbell in Moose Pass. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK. We had help this week from Diana Saverin on the mailboat and Ellen Lockyer in Anchorage. To see pictures from Diana's trip, log on to our website at alaskapublic.org. Tune in to next week's show, and we'll explore another quirky story from around the state. I'm Aaron Selvig.